This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The Taliban ambushed a convoy of three buses traveling on a road in the Khan Aba district Monday morning. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports on the rescue operation launched by Afghan forces in northern Kunduz province.
Officials say the operation rescued 149 people, including women and children, who were abducted by the Taliban just hours earlier. By mid-afternoon, fighting was still underway in the area to free 21 remaining hostages. The operation was a boost for Afghan forces, which have struggled to contain a resurgent Taliban on battlefields across the country. A government spokesman said at least 7 Taliban fighters have been killed in the fighting so far. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
South Korean members of families separated during the Korean War traveled by motor coach early Monday through Kosong County for heart-wrenching meetings with North Korean relatives most haven't seen since they were separated by the turmoil of the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. The members of 89 separated families arrived in North Korea's Diamond Mountain Resort, where they will participate in 6 face-to-face meetings with their North Korean families. During the 3 days of scheduled reunions, there will only be a combined FaceTime of about 11 hours. Pope Francis issued a letter to Catholics around the world Monday condemning the crime of priestly sexual abuse and its cover-up. He demanded accountability in response to new revelations in the United States of decades of misconduct by the Catholic Church. Francis begged forgiveness for the pain suffered by victims and said lay Catholics must be involved in any effort to root out abuse and cover-up. He also blasted the self-referential clerical culture that has been blamed for the crisis. This is VOA News. At least 10 people were killed by a strong earthquake that struck the Indonesian tourist island of Lombok and the neighboring island of Sumbawa Sunday evening. A spokesman for the National Disaster Mitigation Agency said the deaths were mainly the result of debris from collapsing buildings. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso says earthquakes are not uncommon in that area of Indonesia.
In that area, there have been 6 other events of magnitude 6.5 or larger in the last 100 years.
The quake occurred just hours after a 6.3 magnitude quake shook Lombok, cutting off power to many parts of the island. A Myanmar judge has set Monday, August 27th, as the date for the verdict in the trial of 2 Reuters journalists. Walon and Jaw Sa-U have been charged with offenses under the Colonial-Era Official Secrets Act and face a possible jail term of up to 14 years. Walon says that they strongly believe that the court will decide fairly based on democracy, justice, and freedom of the press, and then release them because they are innocent. Prosecutors say the 2 men were arrested carrying secret documents relating to events in the Rakhine State. The reporters say they were set up. Jury deliberations resume on Monday in the tax and bank fraud trial of former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. VOA's Jeff Custer reports as the third day of deliberation gets underway.
The 6-man, 6-woman panel has been discussing the case behind closed doors in a Virginia courthouse since last week. During the 2-week trial, prosecutors said Manafort hid millions of dollars in offshore accounts in order to avoid paying U.S. taxes. They alleged much of the money came from Manafort's lobbying for deposed Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych before joining U.S. President Donald Trump's 2016 election campaign. Manafort's defense team rested its case without calling any witnesses to testify. The defense team said the prosecution failed to sufficiently prove Manafort's guilt. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump's national security advisor on Monday called the international nuclear agreement with Iran a wretched deal and said that the United States is working to pressure European allies to apply more pressure on Iran.
It's why President Trump withdrew from the wretched Iran nuclear deal. It's why he is reimposing economic sanctions. It's why we've worked with our friends in Europe to convince them of the need to take stronger steps against the Iranian nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program.
John Bolton spoke in Jerusalem, where he met for a second consecutive day with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad says he hopes China will understand his country's internal fiscal problems as he seeks to renegotiate billions of dollars worth of Beijing-funded projects. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.